This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God Almighty, we praise you in the house today. Thank you for another day, another awesome day here today. Lord, we pray you'd use us today to spread the good news. Put someone in our path today that needs to hear the message today that you love them. We are yours here today, Lord. Use us here for your glory today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I'm Paul Esposito. This program is WGOD Radio. Heard right here in Central Florida, also heard on WDZY in Virginia. And this is a follow-up program to what I heard on the radio the other day. Here in Virginia, this program is going to play on Friday, and I believe Wednesday here in Florida. And I was talking, well, I named the program, What's Your Prognosis? And that's what we're going to look at here today, because I made some references in there, because that program, like many Bible teachers you hear, I mean, some of the Charles Stanley things you hear when he's fire and brimstone are some 40 or 50 years old. Many of the preachers, you know, record their sermons as I do. And so you'll hear some things which are dated. And you heard something dated on here the other day when I mentioned about blood moons, because we're in Acts chapter 2. We're looking at Peter's sermon. And I made the comment, and it seemed dated, that in 2015 there's going to be the second blood moon coming up, a full moon and an eclipse. And but I wanted to share a word with you here today on this text, because this is the way that God works. You know, the more you study and the more you read and the more you pray, eventually the more wisdom and insight the Lord gives you. And I just preached this sermon last weekend at Island Community Church. I encourage you to go look for that sermon either by going to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, or their website, WGODRadio.com, and click on the link there that says Prior Broadcasts. And I think it's called Acts Chapters 1 and 2, The Day of Pentecost. And I want to give you a new, fresh word here today from this insight the Lord gave me here this week. Peter's sermon, Acts chapter 2, verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, he raised his voice and said to the men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Period. Now, Peter, actually the Holy Spirit is saying, because the Holy Spirit's speaking through Peter. That's how Peter can say, you did this. You crucified him. You are the ones that betrayed him. Because it's not Peter speaking. It's the Holy Spirit is speaking. That's how he can, you see all these words in the second person. Peter's not a hypocrite. Peter's not speaking. Because every word of God is God-breathed. This is the Lord speaking. As David said the same thing, as Peter says the same thing that the Holy Spirit said through David. But now here, it's important for you to see, this prophecy in Joel was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, which is why he says here, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, colon. So this has already happened. The mistake is to keep looking for this to happen or to think that this is going to happen sometime in the future because it's already happened. However, this is a double prophecy. And at my church this last week, I had the church turn to Isaiah 61 and I turned to Luke chapter 4 because I wanted to look at something that the Lord Jesus taught. He was in the temple and he got up to read, and they gave him a scroll from the prophet Isaiah that said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news." And, well, as a matter of fact, I'll read it right here. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. Now, if you follow along in Isaiah, Isaiah doesn't stop there. He keeps going. Isaiah, there's a comma there where Jesus stopped. There's a period after what Jesus said. He closed the book and gave it back and said, "Today, the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." But in Isaiah, there's a comma there, and it says, "And the year of vengeance of our God." You see, that prophecy spans time. Part of it had been fulfilled. The Lord Jesus himself said, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled," right in front of you. But the rest of it is going to be fulfilled later, at the end of the age. Likewise, is this prophecy here. He says, this is what was spoken of by the prophet Joel. But Peter goes on, and Joel goes on. Verse 19, Acts 2:19. "I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord." Period. Now, if you read in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, you'll see this there. And so this part of this prophecy hasn't been fulfilled yet. It's a long-reaching prophecy. These prophets couldn't see everything. I like to say, and I've heard it said, that they see sometimes, it's like seeing mountain peaks. They don't see the valleys, they just see the peaks. Well, lots of stuff takes place in the valley that they don't see and they don't prophesy about. Likewise is this prophecy here. We haven't seen this happen yet, the end of it, but the Holy Spirit says, this is what was spoken of by the prophet Joel. And then, of course, the end of this that the Apostle Paul quotes from, and this is from everlasting to everlasting. And this is, it'll come to pass that, because it hasn't happened yet in Joel's time, but it's going to happen, and it's happening now. And that is that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined purpose and the foreknowledge of God. Now get this. Here comes the bony finger. And the words "you," not me or us, but "you." "You have taken by lawless hands, and you've crucified and put to death. But I want to look at this again, these words here. Him, that's Christ, being delivered, that's where it means handed over, by the determined purpose. That's the Greek word boule. The word means, well, the word is counsel, as is translated in the King James, and it also means to meditate on something. And this is exactly what's happened here. You can say way back in eternity past that the Holy Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit took counsel together over what they were going to do. And this was the result of their counsel. Being delivered by the determined counsel of God and the foreknowledge of God. And the counsel of God was, when they came out of that meeting, the three of them, the counsel was the Son had to die. God is not going to die. God cannot die. He's God. Spirit's not going to die. Who is going to save these people here? The Son had to die. And the Son had to become a man and yet be God, to be perfect and to be a man, to relate to us, to have blood. This was the counsel of God, him being delivered by the determined counsel of God. And it says foreknowledge. Think about that, prognosko. You know, I said yesterday, you know, what's your prognosis? Man's got no prognosis. People say, oh, death and taxes. Oh, half the country doesn't pay taxes. And how about death? Those that are alive when he comes back, according to John 11:25, won't even see death. The generation that's alive when he comes back. But the foreknowledge of God is God looks into the future and he sees you, my friend. Him being delivered by the determined purpose, God had a counsel. The counsel was the Son was going to die. And the foreknowledge of God looks into the future and sees you, friend. All of you. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. The foreknowledge of God is that God looked into the future and he saw you. And he loves you. God so loves and loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. The counsel was the Son had to die. The foreknowledge of God is God was going to look into the future and save you. And like the prophecy says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We're out of time. I hope you're enjoying these studies. Again, I encourage you to download these sermons that I'm preaching every Sunday morning by going to WGODradio.com. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the
voice of God. Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford. senior pastor of Celebration.